Hello, yes, I am still here. And we have another student, Alex, who's gonna tell us about his project and how it works. So wait, first of all, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Alex. I'm a first year in Thayer. And I'm from Utah originally. So I made an iOS app that's called Store. And what it does is it allows people to post their extra space to this app and for other people to rent that space for temporary storage.
I think this is pretty cool. I saw that idea and I was like, I think Airbnb would love this. Just saying. Do you mind giving us a demo?
Yeah, of course. So let's just start up the app real quick. And so when we first launched the app, we were met with a login screen so we can log in. And I just made a fake account before. And so once we log in, we can see that we have all these spaces right here. And these are other spaces that people have posted. Okay. And so we can go in and see the space that they have. And so this space is an image. And then we have like the address, the size of the space and the price of the space. And we can see here that they can request a time to start renting and then a time to end renting. But this space is unavailable, so we can't click on this. So if we go into a different space, maybe this one, we can see that we have another address, size, and price. And then they can go in and then click rent now and it'll allow them to rent. And then you can see here that it'll update in this cloud database so that we can see like the space being rented or not being rented.
What language are you using for the database?
So I'm using Swift to connect to a Firebase database here. And so we're able to pull this data like a JSON file to Swift and then load it into the app.
Swift being the iOS app. Programming manager.
Right, yeah.
Nice. Okay, and then what about from the perspective of someone who wants to rent their space?
So if they want to rent a space, they can go to this tab right here, and then it'll prompt the user with where's their space, so we can just type in an address, and then it'll ask how much space they have, so 12 square feet maybe, and then like $1 per day, and then we'll ask to add an image. And right now there's only 6 images, which are preloaded.
Which is why you're using the stock ones.
Yeah, and so we can add this space in here, and it'll add here, and we can see that it's actually updated here in the cloud database.
Wow.
And so if we open this up, it's right here, and it's added by this user, and we can see. And so when we go back, we can see that our space has been added right here. We can go in and see that our space is right here, and it says we can't rent our own space because it's our own space.
Yeah. Nice. So wait, would you say you had app development experience before this, before CS50?
I definitely didn't have any iOS app experience. So I started with the iOS track here in CS50, and I learned how to like use like storyboard like this right here, and like add in like different text areas and elements and like images, and then like actually like programming and connecting each part of the app to like those elements that the user can see. And then I basically learned how to do that from the tutorials, and then I found out how to integrate Firebase and this database cloud storage through just like a bunch of research.
So this is really impressive, because in the iOS tracks, I know we didn't cover database querying with Swift, so you really just have to like learn that on your own, troubleshoot it, pray to the Stack Overflow gods. So that's really impressive that you were able to just learn that on your own. What was I going to ask you? Do you foresee adding features to this, maybe releasing it even? Because I feel like this is something people could actually use.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like a lot of college students, when they move in and move out, they need a space to put their things. And so I feel like this app can definitely be used for that. But right now, one function that I want to add in the app is when they go in to rent and click this rent button right here, all it does is right now is it will update on the person that's renting the space. It'll tell them that it's being rented, but it won't actually connect them to the user for the rental space. So in the future, I'd like to add a way to connect it so that they can pay and add payment into the app, and then actually add like a view to see when the person requested the space and when they're renting it and things like that.
All the information. Make it a full-on marketplace.
Right, exactly.
I'm really excited about this. Would you say the tracks like gave you an opportunity to explore an interest? Also, can I ask why specifically renting? Like, did you have the experience of you needed storage space and you couldn't find it, or it was just an idea you had?
Yeah, so with the tracks, it definitely helped me like explore iOS development. I wasn't really sure going in what I wanted to do, but iOS seemed interesting, so I just decided to do it. And I had a little experience with Android before, so I just wanted to explore a different area. And with the storage space idea, before coming to Harvard, as a freshman, I went on this pre-orientation program called FOP, where they only allowed us to pack one suitcase. And so I thought that was really weird because I have all this stuff that my parents had to bring later on and bring it to my dorm. And I was thinking, why not just have a way to connect me to someone else in the local area and rent their storage space from them so that I could just store my stuff there temporarily and then take it back later. And so it could help me and also help them.
Other people, right.
By providing them a little money.
I mean, and the idea is very similar to current storage spaces and the idea of Airbnb, but just kind of taking a bet. Different ideas from both worlds and combining it. So I really like that. And it just goes to show, if you have an idea, if you have something you find in your life that's not convenient that you want to fix, you can go out, learn it, and apply it. Well done. I'm really excited for this, Alex.
Thanks.